Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Jade Puffer. The first fully autonomous AI ransomware attack. What it is? Security researchers documented Jade Puffer, the first confirmed ransomware operation in which an LLM agent autonomously executed the entire attack chain, exploiting a Langflow vulnerability, stealing credentials, moving laterally through the network, and encrypting a production database, all without human operators directing each step. Why it matters? This crosses a threshold that security teams have been dreading. Agentic AI is no longer just a defensive tool, it is now an active offensive weapon, and the skill floor for executing sophisticated attacks has dropped to the cost of an API call and a vulnerable endpoint. Reality check. The attack still required a known vulnerability for initial access, and organizations with solid patch cadence and zero-trust segmentation would have narrowed the blast radius significantly. Autonomous execution amplifies, but does not replace the fundamentals. Claude Sonnet, 5, lands in Azure Enterprise as default agentic model. What it is, Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 5, launched June 30th and positioned as the most agentic Sonnet model to date, became generally available in Microsoft Foundry on July 1st, clearing procurement barriers for Azure Enterprise customers, building production agent workflows. Why it matters. Enterprise AI teams can now run Sonnet 5 class agentic performance inside their existing Azure compliance and procurement perimeter, accelerating the shift from chatbot pilots to production multi-step automation. Reality check. Most agentic is still a marketing claim until evaluated against real enterprise workflows. Benchmark proximity to flagship models does not guarantee equivalent reliability in production tool use chains. Chinese AI model GLM 5.2 captures 46% of some US developer workloads. What it is, GLM 5.2 from Zhipu AI has rapidly gained traction with US developers and enterprises, achieving the fastest adoption rate of any model tracked by Vercel in 2026, running 60 to 90% cheaper than leading US models while landing within percentage points of frontier benchmarks on agentic tasks. Why it matters. Cost pressure is forcing a genuine procurement conversation at enterprise CTO levels. The performance gap between top Chinese open-weight models and premium US APIs has narrowed exactly where it hurts most, in agentic and coding workloads where token volume is highest. Reality check. Data residency, geopolitical risk, and export control uncertainty make Chinese-hosted model services a governance minefield for regulated industries. The cheaper self-hosted path still requires substantial infrastructure investment. China bans AI companion agents, sparing productivity automation. What it is, under Beijing's interim measures for the administration of AI anthropomorphic interactive services, effective July 2026, platforms including Doubao and Quen are shutting down user-created AI persona and companion features by mid-July, while customer service, knowledge retrieval, and task automation agents are explicitly exempt. Why it matters. The regulatory line China has drawn, companion agents regulated out, work agents protected, will likely become a reference model for other governments crafting AI governance frameworks, and tells enterprise buyers that agentic productivity tools are considered essential infrastructure even by regulators. Reality check. The companion versus work distinction is messier in practice than on paper. Many enterprise chatbots blend both and will face compliance ambiguity as enforcement details emerge. Accenture Edge and Google Cloud launch, agentic AI suite for mid-market. What it is, Accenture's newly formed Edge business unit and Google Cloud announced a joint suite of pre-packaged agentic AI solutions targeting mid-market companies built on Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform and agentic data cloud infrastructure. Why it matters. Enterprise-grade agentic AI is now being productized and sold as a managed outcome rather than a technology stack, a signal that the market is maturing from custom builds toward repeatable patterns that mid-market organizations can actually procure and deploy without large in-house AI teams. Reality check. Consulting-led packaged AI solutions have a long history of overpromising. Mid-market organizations should scrutinize what scalable means in practice and demand clear ROI benchmarks before committing to multi-year implementation engagements. Nutanix Agent Gateway targets, enterprise AI cost and governance. What it is, Nutanix launched Agent Gateway as part of Enterprise AI 2.7, a control plane that sits between enterprise users and AI models, enforcing governance policies, managing token costs, and integrating with MCP-compatible tools and servers across on-prem and hybrid deployments. Why it matters? As enterprises run more agents, the sprawl of unmanaged token spend and ungoverned tool access is becoming a real operational risk. Infrastructure layer governance tooling like this addresses a gap that neither model providers nor application vendors have fully solved. Reality check. Adding a governance proxy layer introduces latency and a new single point of failure. Enterprise teams should stress test Agent Gateway's overhead and fallback behavior before routing production workloads through it. UN publishes first global scientific AI assessment calls for immediate action. What it is, the independent international scientific panel on AI, the first global scientific body of its kind, released its preliminary report timed to the global dialogue on AI governance held July 6th and 7th in Geneva, providing an evidence-based assessment of AI opportunities, risks, and societal impacts for member states. Why it matters. This is the IPCC model applied to AI, an authoritative multinational scientific consensus document that will set the evidentiary baseline for international AI policy and regulation conversations for years ahead. Reality check. Preliminary reports are rarely binding, and the distance between Geneva dialogue and enforceable international AI governance frameworks remains vast. Enterprise teams should monitor for downstream regulatory signals in their operating jurisdictions, rather than treating this as near-term compliance pressure. AI-attributed tech layoffs surpass 120,000 roles in 2026. What it is? More than 120,000 technology sector positions have been cut in 2026, with AI explicitly cited as a contributing factor by employers, with Salesforce alone reducing its customer support headcount by roughly 4,000 roles after attributing case volume declines to its Agentforce platform. Why it matters? The displacement numbers are no longer theoretical. AI agent adoption is producing measurable, documented headcount reduction in support, operations, and knowledge work roles at scale, and enterprise leaders need workforce planning frameworks that reflect this as a current reality rather than a future risk. Reality check. Employer-stated rationale for layoffs is not always the full picture. Some AI-attributed cuts reflect broader business restructuring, and the productivity gains claimed for agent-driven reductions are rarely independently audited.